People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. That would be PETA. They're bringing home the bagel. Hey, I want to share a bunch of verbiage with you. They're unhappy. They're an unhappy group about how the rest of us people, us humanoid types, talk about animals. They're saying, y'all got to change the way you talk about animals, and they mean it. It's not a joke with them. It kind of is with me. Here's some instead ofs for you. Instead of saying killing two birds with one stone, they say that it's very important that you say you're feeding two birds with one scone. Be the guinea pig, you gotta say be the test tube. Beat a dead horse, y'all gotta say feed a fed horse. Bring home the bacon, you gotta say home, boop, bring home the bagel. Take the bull by the horns, take the flower by the thorns. You can't make this stuff up. They really mean it. They're mad, and they don't want us to say anything bad about an animal ever again. Holy smokers, online media. It's under the control, for the most part, of powerful leftist people who make subjective decisions as to what type of information can and should be permitted on their websites, right? People no longer have a choice. You need to know the right, you need to know the left, right and wrong, maybe, and then you can make your own decision. That's now been removed from you in most cases. They're saying, hey, we're going to brainwash you. We're only going to tell you this side of the story, whether it be a CNN or a Google or a Facebook. And they're very, very hard on conservatives. They're scheming to downgrade conservative news media messages and then upgrade the message from the left. Now, I've never been in favor of legislation. I've always been about education, right? However, in a case like this, I think it should be regulated. Years ago, I always said, never regulate the internet, but now you need to regulate the internet because you have to have both sides of the story. People need to hear opinions. You can listen to my opinions and then go listen to the opinion of a left-wing guy and make your own life choice, right? I mean, that's okay, but it's not okay if you only have one choice. It's kind of like going to a cafe and we have an egg burger. What would you like to eat, an egg burger or an egg burger? It got a nice to have a chat. Egg burger. Okay, now what we got is no more dinners, egg burgers. You can't eat anymore with a female colleague. You can't sit next to them. You have to avoid these one-on-one meetings. This you two thing, it's really upsetting. I mean, men today are avoiding women in the workplace. Women are upset. They're saying, hey, I want to have a meeting with you. Bring other people. We're scared. A woman must be believed, right? Unless you're the Prime Minister of Canada, of course, because a woman came and said, hey, look what he did to me. Oh, I didn't mean you. However, in the workplace, it's really showing up as becoming an issue, right? Maternity leave in Canada, that's another issue. Another thing that's against women. I mean, all of these things, I guess, were designed to help women, but they're really not helping. They're hurting, and they're hurting a lot. Maternity leave in Canada, they have 1 year off now. Employers contribute to the paycheck for a year. By law now, they have to keep their job open until they come back. And what's happening? The woman is gone for a year. She comes back, works a month or two, gets pregnant, goes again and again. So guess what's happening? They're not hiring young women lawyers. They're not getting hired. And it backfired. That's not good. And it was never intended to be that way, but it's happening. Left-wing politics screws everything up. CSSA in Canada, the Canadian Shooting Sports Association. I'll see all of you guys that work there, Tony and everybody else, in a month, I guess, down at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, California. How about Nevada? I'll get it. I get to drive over there from my home in California. I got it figured out now. Hey, the CSSA, they have draws. They have little lottery things. If you donate $25, go on their website right now. If you donate 25 smackaroos, you have an opportunity to win a gun. And that would be fun. Hey, look forward to talking to you again. From the right, come on back. See ya.